Hello, everybody.
Good evening, Robert.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Listen to that. Listen to that silence.
What silence?
I hear cars in the distance.
That's right. It's never really silent here
or
in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Still silent there.
That's pretty nice.
That wasn't bad.
I like
that. Wasn't bad.
Yeah. It felt uncomfortable. Yeah, really.
It's an awkward silence.
It is.
Shh, shh, shh.
Yeah, still
it's
awkward.
Still,
yeah.
Still
yeah.
Not really fully.
If three guys in a room together being quiet is
and
really awkward.
What made it more awkward was that you were staring directly at me, Brian. Mm. That's what made it awkward.
Well,
and then you also made that noise right there.
Mm. No, yeah. Not that
no,
noise.
The,
no, I didn't hear it. Huh? What
that
was
one.
It?
Yeah. That's the
that
one.
Was
yeah,
the
that's
noise
the
that
one.
Made it really weird.
Robert, did you ever experience a time where there was a... A young lady, or middle-aged, age irrelevant.
Okay.
We'll call her young, though, just for our audience's sake.
Sure.
Why?
Where she perhaps was wearing a half shirt or some small shorts and just started stretching in front of you.
Mm.
Do you think that there's a...
There's that sound.
Hold on. Just think about that for a minute.
So,
do you think that that's an intentional signal, or do you think that that was just exactly at that moment, at that time, you just happen to be within ear and eye shot of someone who really just needed to stretch out?
Well,
ear shot. Okay.
Okay. First of all, it doesn't make a sound. So
it does sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Yes. There's a slight
there's
cloth
a slight
on skin rustle sound.
Very
exactly. Just like that. Right. Okay. Well, you know, yes. I've
what?
Seen that before,
mm-hmm.
And I have also seen – I have seen it where I think in my mind I just go towards unintentional. I never see it as invitation. But, you know, also I'm thinking in terms of like dancers. Like a lot of them wear that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not talking about like you're hanging out in a ballet studio and you're like, whoa, look at all these girls stretching. It must be because
I live very close to one.
Okay, so that means that people just walk down the street and...
Stretching.
And
wearing those things.
Want me to tell you what I think it means?
Please, Greg.
I've seen this happen.
Okay.
Go on.
I don't believe that a woman does anything unintentionally. So if I'm walking around and all of a sudden, or like near a woman, and she's doing some big over-the-head salute to the sun stretch, and her shirt's going halfway up her stomach, I'm like, oh, that's fully intentional.
What if she's just stretching?
She wouldn't be doing it in a way that is like showing her midriff or like doing the bend over thing where it's like, oh, my back just arches like this naturally.
Now,
I look over my left shoulder back at you or like whatever that kind of
so
thing.
So you think that is – it's almost like
it's
a mating call.
Absolutely. And if you fucking think otherwise, you are kidding yourself.
Okay, but wait. No. I can see that if she dressed herself. If
what?
She chose the clothes that she was wearing.
What are you talking? What woman do you know does not dress themselves nowadays?
If they're like, for example, on a movie set. Or,
what are we talking about, Rob?
I'm talking about multiple scenarios here.
Why are
the scenarios that I live in, Greg.
Where do you live?
Los
on
Angeles.
The back lot of Universal Studios where ballerinas are always walking around and fucking girls on movie sets? I'm talking about – what are you talking about, Brian?
I'm talking
is this
about,
real life or is this a movie set?
Ladies and gentlemen,
if
you want to see ladies like that all the time, come live in my neighborhood in North Hollywood, California.
What is this show? Are we ever going to introduce the show,
I was going to just
tell you to intro it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Hey.
Hey!
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Shide.
Good afternoon, everyone.
If you're just joining us, which is impossible because we're a podcast and you press play and you've been hearing it from the beginning, you're not just tuning in at this point.
Not right now.
But
unless
in case
you walk
you are.
Into the room and somebody else is listening to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you just press and play.
I wonder if they're married, these people that we're talking about.
I wonder.
They live together?
Or is this an affair that we are taking a second out of their day to look into their
Is
affair?
What an affair?
The person
the
who walked in
yeah.
to the other person who's listening to the, to our
oh,
show.
I think we cover all the bases. I think we have people right now who are listening to our voices
yeah.
who are amidst an affair. Absolutely.
Ooh,
wow.
I feel bad for you guys, man.
You feel bad for them because they're about
oh,
to
yeah.
get caught? Or?
They're going
to
get caught. You guys are going to get fucking caught.
You think they'll get caught?
Every affair ends in tragedy.
No.
No affair ends in good, like, happy party time.
Good vibrations mm-hmm. where it turns into, hey, let's
hey,
all
let's
be in the
really
relationship
do this.
Together.
No. Or, like, it's always some guy mm. being like, look, I'm going to leave my wife someday. I'm going to mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I'm this weekend I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who, like, is the affair
yeah.
woman is like, I hope you do. I love you so much. I need you.
Uh-huh.
I need you. Please,
yeah.
please leave your wife because otherwise all this sex
uh-huh.
and all this cocaine we doing means nothing.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, I'm going to leave her.
Just
this
meet
weekend.
Me at this hotel.
Yeah, meet me at this hotel.
Yeah.
The Motel 6 on mm-hmm. Lancashire in
yeah.
North Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right, now I'll be there.
Uh-huh.
But look, you got to leave your wife, baby. I love mm-hmm. you.
I just got to go out of town, honey, for like a two-week trip. Yeah, it's okay.
Who, with who?
No, it's just with myself.
With your wife and your kids?
No, no,
you're
honey.
You're going out of town
no,
with your
no,
wife and
it's
your
not,
kids?
That's not what's happening.
You're going out of town
no,
with
no,
your
No,
no,
stop crying,
kids,
okay?
Right?
You're making a scene. You're making a...
Ow! I love you.
Now, we promised. We promised that you would never say that. Hang on. Hang on a second. Shut up. Go into the bathroom.
Room service.
Oh, we don't need any room service.
Mr.
Right now.
And Mrs. Jones, may I bring you some orange juice?
Mrs. No.
Jones, are you crying?
Let me out of the bathroom. Carlton. Let me out of the bathroom.
Mr. Jones.
Carlton,
I'm sorry. Could you just come back in another time? One moment, please. I need to deal with something.
My apologies for interrupting, Mr. Jones.
Carlton, here, take this. This is just a small token of my appreciation.
Oh, Mr. Jones, you're very, very generous.
You're right. It's not small. It's actually a quite a large token of my appreciation.
I will tell no one that you beat your wife.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen my penis?
I think I've heard of it, though.
Yeah? What have you heard?
I've heard it's small, but it's thin.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not just small.
Yeah.
It's thin.
Is that right?
That's great.
No, no affairs end well. I just feel bad for the people out there that are listening that are in affairs because there's all that hiding and
a lot of
fear.
Hiding. But I also, I mean, some affairs do lead to, there are instances where affairs work out for the affairees.
Right, where they leave their, they actually do leave their wives.
Yep. But do they work out for very long?
Sometimes.
You know what ends up happening, I feel like, with affairs?
What's that?
You get into a full-on relationship
yeah.
from an affair, and then...
Another affair happens. Right, that's right. Because
yeah.
you've set it up that way.
Yeah.
It's just not a good way to start
a good
relationship.
Cycle. I think it's a good cycle.
Well, it's the excitement of keeping it hush-hush,
sure.
right? And
yeah.
doing
yeah.
something wrong.
Yeah.
I think that might have driven a couple together in that sort of affair sense. It's not right by any means.
Have you ever cheated on a girlfriend?
I've never cheated on a girlfriend.
Have you?
No.
Oh. No. Have you?
Mm. Yes, I have.
So was it excitement that drove you to it? Was it that the relationship wasn't going well?
It was me. Okay, first of all, it was me being a fucking complete asshole. Like that.
Which I imagine that tends to be what happens.
That's it. It's just me me not considering the feelings of someone else. And I didn't take – I wasn't at a place – this was when I was very young. So
yeah.
This was high school. Mm. But like it was at a point where I wasn't even aware of personal responsibility in that area.
Right.
So I was
right.
so afraid of like – breaking up with somebody that I would just sort of burn
stay
things
with
down.
Them. Yeah.
Stay with them or whatever. I mean, and then go kiss somebody else or
to end
whatever.
Yeah, but it's just kissing.
No,
what is that really?
Kissing.
I mean, it's just fondling and kissing
yeah,
and stroking
kissing
and
dry humping
and licking and sticking. You know, it's not like, I don't think that's cheating.
There is also, though, like emotional like affairs that you can have now, you know, yeah. where like you're if you have a girlfriend, and this is a whole different tier of
right.
Infidelity,
right?
That's more way more subtle and nuanced.
Sure.
Like where you have a girlfriend,
yeah,
and then you're texting some other girl.
Uh-huh.
Like girls typically don't take kindly to that type of thing.
Well, except for there are girls who like to do that to a guy, and there are guys who like to do that. No, I mean, not in a relationship.
Well, that's because there's single women, at the very least,
yeah.
don't give a shit if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, I think so. I think there's a level of single women out there, oh, you're in a relationship? That's cool. I'm going to still text you anyway, just so that I know that you want me.
Mm. Well, because, look, yeah. if an affair is going to happen, then... Then that means, you know, there are two parties involved in the affair as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if the girl knew that the affair was happening, well, then, you know, it was bad for her to do it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Person
she knows
you're doing
in
the
a
affair
relationship.
With, yeah, if she didn't know you were in a relationship and she
yeah.
was led on, well, that's a different story.
Yeah.
True. Okay, but you know what else is a big, excuse me.
Don't burp on the show.
Oh, God.
This
is horrible.
A radio show.
Can you take yeah. that out in post?
No.
No, he's never
no.
going to. Everything,
of course not.
It just came, I didn't.
Please.
Do that on purpose.
Just continue your
yeah,
stupid
come on. God. Whatever you're
going to
say.
Going back to the emotional affair thing.
Yes.
That you know,
we're still on the emotional affair. Why are you saying going back to it? That's
I'd like to get back
talking.
Into that topic.
From the burp.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to get
oh,
back
okay.
into the topic of the emotional affair.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You know what a huge variable to that emotional affair is?
What?
Facebook.
A variable or a player? I think it's a huge
yeah.
player. It's
yeah.
a huge component of
variable
sort
component
of an emotional affair. I can tell you
well,
this.
Wait, what's going to happen on Facebook in an
I
affair?
I think the reason why I say that is because Facebook is essentially reconnecting
oh,
you
I see.
With
I
all
see.
These people
yeah.
in your
they
lives, right?
Typically would not have
yeah.
anything
so
to do with
So you have these situations where, you know, Susie Q goes off to Colorado, falls in love with the fencing team captain in college, and then marries the guy, and blah, blah, blah. They go on, have a couple kids. They're now in their sort of midlife. Facebook comes around. She
yeah.
reconnects with Bobby Joe, the captain of the football team from her high school years.
Reconnects?
Just don't. Okay. Let him. He's on a roll.
And all of a sudden, that emotional connection that they had 20 years prior comes right back into play.
And seems
right.
real.
Yeah.
So very
it
real.
Doesn't, I wouldn't say it
yeah.
seems real. It is real.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there's something about, you know, there's something that feels good. When somebody flirts with you, you know, and that
yeah,
so
and your penis,
well,
it's called your penis,
yeah, no.
the backside of your shaft.
No, it's not
Whoa,
necessarily
the,
physical.
Wait, the backside of your shaft.
I don't know
what
he's
is
doing.
That. The front side.
The yeah. front side.
The front side of your penis is the backside of your shaft. Right?
The backside of your shaft is inside of your body.
Feels great.
You're a fucking disaster.
No. So there's that feeling you get when you are flirting with somebody or somebody is flirting with you.
What is that feeling?
No, it's sort of just like this I am liked kind of a feeling,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
there is
yeah.
a chemical reaction happening in your body.
I'm sure there is. Endorphin rush, right? And you get that from the person that you're with.
Uh-huh.
But I think that after relationships go on for a longer period of time, you lose that because you don't flirt with each other anymore.
Yeah,
because
you're in your woman stops liking who you are.
Well, that may happen too.
Yeah,
but I don't,
my experience.
That's in Greg's personal experience. I hope
with
people who are still together.
The veil gets lifted, and you realize that you're with someone that you really don't even want to be around.
Maybe this is the answer. Maybe people should just start flirting with each other. I mean, not everybody, like the way Brian was flirting with me earlier. I mean, like if you're in a relationship with somebody, then you should to reignite that flame,
totally.
As they say.
Yeah.
Just try it. With
oh, there's
flirting.
All those things you should.
Flirting.
You should go absolutely.
Fun.
Should flirting should never leave. You should be going on dates. You should pretend
yeah.
you're strangers and dress up in different clothing.
Wear wigs and do S&M and build a dungeon
whoa.
In your spare bedroom.
Hang on a second.
Tattoo your dick on your wife's face.
And then highlight the back of the shaft.
Yeah.
With a black light. Throw a black light on that.
And say,
that
you should be
down.
Here.
Show yeah. up with three Russian prostitutes under the age of 25 and say, look what I found on the street. And then introduce them into your sexual lives.
Live out your...
Lives? What's
Ewok,
wrong with you?
Ewok
hey, you,
sexual
did
fantasy.
You go to, did you ever go to high school?
Yeah.
How did it go for you?
Marginal.
At best.
Why?
Did you finish your SATs or did you just give up halfway through?
I'm about to tell you something that's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
I know that I don't speak Welsh.
Perfect.
My entire, from kindergarten through
Kindy?
High school.
How do you spell that? K-I-N-D-E-E-E?
G-A-R-G-A-T-E-N?
Okay. Kindergarten?
G-A-H-T-E-N.
From the East Coast.
Yeah.
Kindergarten.
So am I. Okay. Yeah. So you're at kindergarten.
I'm at kindergarten through high school. I never received anything less than an A. Straight A's.
So what does
that
say? My
entire career.
When did you stop trying?
College.
How's that? Why? Why? What happened?
I got into college and realized that it was all for naught, really. I wasn't going... I had
that
no...
That college was for naught or for
everyone? No, I just... I never... once I got into college, I realized I wanted to be in show business, and show business doesn't require you to be educated.
Makes no sense.
Well, not completely, but it sounds like you were having an affair with show business.
Have you ever had an emotional affair?
I have emotional affairs all the time.
Okay. Have you?
Yeah.
Those are harder to avoid. Do you think cheating, or do you think flirting is cheating?
No.
Robert? No, I don't. I think that flirting in the past has gotten me, it made me feel guilty afterwards, you know, and it kind of put me in check in an old relationship. It wasn't flirting that was ever going to go anywhere.
But did your girl call you on it, or was
no.
it you
no,
that
no, no,
was
no.
like,
it was me.
We're approaching the line here?
Well, it was me. I caught myself, like, afterwards saying, I said to myself, man, hang on a second. Because it was after the whole situation was done. Mm-hmm. And it was just verbal flirting, like flirtatious stuff. And it never was never overt at all in terms of what we were you know, flirting about. But afterwards, I was like, wait a second. Why was I even doing that? I'm in a relationship. I'm happy. I'm fine.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Yeah.
And that's when I think that's the first time I started really thinking about, like, flirtation and how... And how people can ultimately find themselves in bed with somebody and then realize afterwards, holy crap, what have I just done?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
Imagine being married and having an affair. Like, and being like, oh,
I hope that never happens to me.
Me too. I do not.
I'd like to actively...
I do not ever want to be in that situation ever.
Well, you're banging out an intern?
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, unless that intern is your wife.
How do you think Bill Clinton and felt after he finished in the Oval Office? Do you think he was like pumping his fist? Or
I don't
think he
think
was
that.
Just like, oh my
God. I don't
God.
Think that really happened.
All right. Whatever.
What? Gerard. Okay. Right, well, anyway, so that's one third of the room.
I can't even believe you sometimes.
What?
How are we even in each other's lives when you say things like, I don't think that Bill Clinton actually got a blowjob in the Oval. He admitted it happened, Brian.
Yeah.
He was fucking impeached.
Okay.
There was cum on Monica Lewinsky's dress.
All right.
And it was his.
He was not impeached.
All right.
Yeah, he was impeached, right, Robert?
Let's move on.
Was he impeached?
Was he impeached?
Yes.
He wasn't impeached. He was...
The last person that got impeached was Robert Taft in 1867.
Why don't you want to talk about that, Robert?
No, I just wanted to move on because the historical accuracy of this conversation is out the window.
That's true.
Bill Clinton was impeached.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys.
Yes. So,
you guys, man.
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying you guys.
It's a good one. Damn it. I was going to say something.
No, it's,
see, I think he was getting...
Oh, was he happy afterwards? No, yeah. This is the thing. I don't think he or many people do that. But I'm coming in. I was coming full steam, and then I hit a bridge that was closed. So
bridge is open.
Bridge is open. I'm going over. I'm crossing the river.
You shall not.
So I think he didn't even think about it. I think maybe people who are in sort of those affairs. Might have a little thought, but then they don't think about it until they get caught. And then they're like, holy crap, what the hell was I doing?
Because he was the president of the United States and he was getting blowjobs in the Oval Office.
Yeah,
that's
about,
like a very specific move
but
that
what
requires
about,
balls of
Senator
steel.
Wiener, right? The guy who...
sent pictures of his penis?
Yeah, or was he a congressman?
I don't care.
Same thing.
Oh, but that's not as really, bad but, as like what...
No,
Clinton
but he was in a relationship and he's having a... I mean, what
emotional
do you say?
Affair.
Emotional affair. Well,
yeah.
it's emotional. He's sending pictures of his penis. Where does that go?
That's still not
borderline.
A physical,
that's not physical.
It's not physical. I don't know if it's emotional. I mean, you're pretty blatant.
Where do we draw that line?
I know.
Because as soon as you're starting to see naked parts, where you kind of you're dabbling.
It's in the same. It's in the same realm.
No physical touch has occurred.
Yeah, it's like plausible deniability where you're like, no, I didn't touch her.
Yeah.
I didn't touch her.
And if I did, it was just the tip.
Yeah.
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 Doesn't count.
No, so you see, like, that scenario as well, I'm sure he was happy and just doing it and sending them and thinking he was, you know.
What's the fascination with sending pictures?
That's a flirtation, man. Yeah. It's that whole thing about flirtation. It's digital flirtation.
I'm so glad I didn't grow up back in the day when all that technology was available.
Would you have
You mean growing up as if you were growing up today?
Yeah, I would be doomed. My life would be so messed up right now.
Think about that's why everyone's lives are messed up.
I was such a hornball as a teenager. So out of control.
There's nothing different about teenagers today. They just now have the access to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
No,
it's
I have a telephone that has a high-quality video camera and an amazing camera on it.
Yeah.
And the ability to immediately upload either of those things onto any site I want.
Do you think if you had that in your hands back in the day, there would be video of you doing the nasty with somebody?
100%.
100%.
Now, out of curiosity, would you have done it, filmed it, and then sent it to your friends? Is that what would have happened? Or how would it have gotten out there?
You
wouldn't
have
put it on YouTube or tried to.
Yeah, he would have.
Bull.
I don't think I would have put it on YouTube, but I probably, I don't know. I don't know. Brian might be right. Who knows? I don't even know, dude. It's such a hard thing to imagine.
Right.
But I'm sure
it would have
gotten out.
Do you imagine all this technology when we were in college?
No, that's what I'm saying. We had to tow around VHS cameras that put actual VHS tapes in it, and we were still towing the line.
Yeah, I know.
Me and my friends, man, we were already right on the line.
Man, let me tell you, man. It was gnarly, man.
What just happened?
Did you just have a stroke?
Man.
Okay.
Is everything okay?
I don't think so.
It's great.
You seem a little off.
That's different.
All right.
Is that it?
That's about all the time we have.
With a whimper here.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
No. I gotta go to sleep. Ow! Hey! Don't you hit me!
Hang on. Go back into the bathroom.
I gotta go.
Go to the bathroom. Hang on. I gotta answer the door. Shut up. Close the door. Hello?
Mr. Jones, I just want to tell you that I'm gonna go ahead and leave for the evening. My shift is up.
Where's Carlton?
Oh, fuck. I came out of character.
Oh, well, you ruined it. Carlton's an English butler.
Damn. He didn't do the right accent.
I know.
It was a different guy.
I know. That's why I asked where Carlton was.
Oh, and then I broke it.
You did.
It was my fault.
Let's just end the show.
All right. That's it. Maybe next time. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Greg Hoyt.
Behoff? How do you spell that? B-E-H-O-F-F?
The Hoff.
On the Hoff.
On the Hoff of the Greg Hoyt and the Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Brian Gerard. We're the Scheid Show.
Good morning.
Yay. Are you going to answer the door?
I already opened. The door is open.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Hello?
Nobody's here.
Oh, God.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs. I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man,